Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Back at 1 o'clock on this Monday afternoon. Hope everyone had a great weekend. Yeah, the Bills put a damper on things, but hope you were able to have a joyous second weekend of November. I was off on Friday. Let me tell you, I don't know if you could tell, my voice was, I was losing it Wednesday and Thursday. And Thursday night, I just could not sleep. I had the chills, the aches, the congestion, anything you can dream of. And it was probably for about 48 hours. And you know what? Saturday night, started feeling really good. And now I just have some residual congestion going there. So I'm sorry that I was not with you on Friday. I love this job. You know, when I go on vacation, I take the job with me. I will host from anywhere. Not because they ask me. I beg. Like, can I work when I'm out of town? I mean, I beg to come here on election day. They probably wouldn't even ask me. I go, can I be part of election day? I love being here. I love being on the air. I hate turning down airtime. And I'm sorry that I had to do that on Friday. Friday was also, as I'm, you know, laying there sick on Friday, we did have to end up putting our dog down Friday afternoon. And, you know, that was just a miserable decision. And now we were told that if we hadn't, he probably would have gotten worse over the weekend and maybe would have passed on his own. So, you know, it's a little comforting to know you made the right decision, but it doesn't change things. You know, I mean, he's missed. We haven't picked up his food or water dish yet, so we probably should get around to that. Shout out to the SPCA and all the great work that that they do. And yeah, Tucker will be missed. R.I.P. Tucker. Not just, you know, not an easy weekend. I was getting over being sick, and you know, the house was just a little more empty, or a little. It's not usually empty. It was a little more empty. Like, my son and I went to go do something, and my wife said, "I didn't realize how empty it would feel in here, you know, when you guys are gone and there's no Tucker." You know, it's like, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, all Friday I'm laying sick on the couch, and Tucker had to, back to what we had talked about on Thursday, he had had an accident. I mean, there was blood all over the floor, like, when we got up. And usually he would come and, you know, lay with you. He didn't do that. He didn't move from a corner of the couch that he doesn't usually sit on. He was just sitting there. You could tell. I mean, he was kind of out of it. It was sad. It was just really sad. And I want to thank everyone for their stories and everything on Thursday. You know, that kind of got things going. And then what we woke up to on Friday, we could not deny. I mean, it was just from the front door to the back door, and I am not exaggerating, there was blood. I mean, it was awful. It was absolutely awful. And again, I want to thank the SPCA for all the great work that they did, that they do. And want to thank you for the calls. Want to thank everyone for the beautiful messages on Facebook. Yeah, it has been a rough weekend. And Tucker is missed. My son doesn't get it yet, which is also kind of sad, right? Like, we'll get home. You know, I told them, you know, Tucker's in heaven now, and we're going to miss him. And they'll go, what's Tucker doing? Well, you know, you got to go through it again. So, you know, that's kind of tough to see. But, yeah, so that was my weekend. And the Bills capped it off by losing to a 2-7 team. Seems like they do that every season, right? We remember against the Jaguars on a few years ago when Urban Meyer was the coach. Urban Meyer got two NFL wins. One was against the Bills, that 9-6, just miserable game down in Jacksonville. So we'll see what the Bills can do. They have the Bucs at home on Sunday. It's a 1 o'clock game. Can they pick it up? Time will tell. Sunday at 1 will tell. They're at Highmark Stadium, one of the final games at Highmark Stadium. It really could be one of the final games. I mean, if the Bills don't beat the Patriots, very likely they won't win the division. Even if they go to the playoffs, those games won't be at home, which means that game against the Jets truly could be. And I said this at the beginning of the season. I said this could be like the Mets and the Yankees. The Mets and the Yankees did not go to the playoffs the final season in their stadium, right? The Mets could have gone, but they couldn't beat the Marlins in the final game of the season. Kind of like this year. So the Mets and the Yankees, their last game was their last regular season game in those buildings. And I said, I fear, is that what's going to happen to the Bills? They either don't make the playoffs or they don't have any home games, and the last game is against the Jets. Again, time will tell. We still have a lot of season left. And I hear a lot of people out there going, this is awful. Why do I watch this team? Okay, we watched this team for 17 seasons during the drought. I don't want to hear the Bills are still in the playoff picture. I know. I'm Mr. Too Optimistic. They're still in the playoff picture. They're not the Chiefs. They're not the Ravens on the outside looking in. They're in. They're in a wild card position right now. Compare that to how you felt during those years of the drought when we would cheer just if we were on in the hunt during a December game. That made us feel good as Bills fans. It's a December game and CBS still has us on in the hunt graphic. This is great. Things are looking up. So calm down. Yeah, it was an ugly loss. And yeah, Brandon Bean maybe should have made some draft picks to help the situation. The offensive line did not look great. I mean, could the Bills have done more at the trade deadline? We'll probably never know. But again, if we can compare this to the drought or compare this to how the Sabres have made us feel since my senior year in college, I think we put it in perspective. All right, you know, that game's in the past. On to Tampa Bay, right? One game at a time. We got Tampa. We've got the Texans, who had a come-from-behind win yesterday. Then you got the Steelers. You never know what Steelers team is going to show up. Then you got the Bengals at home. Bengals are, you know, they're beat up. Joe Burrow's not the quarterback. He's hurt again. They got Joe Flacco over there. So one game at a time, right? On to Tampa. Then you got a Thursday night game against the Texans. So let's just take it one game at a time. You know, another thing that we were reminded of coming out of this weekend, yesterday, snow started falling as the Bills were playing. The rain turned into snow, the opposite of, you know, my favorite Christmas song where it says the snow turns into rain. The rain turned into snow, and it did get a little slick out there. And this is, you know, this is an interesting time of year because you've got wintry conditions. You've got the snow falling. You got some ice maybe forming, and you've got the leaves that are still pretty slick on the road. And it seems like it's this time every year when we get that first snowfall, people forget how to drive in the snow. And it's frustrating, right? Now, I'm not sitting here saying I'm the best driver. We just did a show on getting tickets out of state. However, it wasn't that long ago that we had to, you know, drive a little cautiously because of road conditions. And today, just driving down Maple from transit to here, I saw three instances of cars braking and sliding into the intersection. Now, luckily, everyone else was on guard and no one slammed into these cars. But again, not realizing that, yeah, this could be slick. You know, this was in the morning, so there was still that snow in places on the street. And I saw it three times. I mean, if you think about the amount of lights there are between transit and Corporate Parkway, there's really not that many opportunities for that to happen. And I saw it three times. So I just wonder, do people forget how to drive? What do you go through? I mean, this seems like such a ridiculous question. But what do you go through, like, to remember, oh yeah, there's snow on the ground. Let's not approach the light at 50 miles an hour and slam the brakes. That's probably not going to work. So today I saw that. Yesterday, you know, I'm on Twitter complaining about the Bills, and people are talking about, you know, oh, I saw a car off the road slide off the road. I mean, this is the time every year, that first snowfall, and I don't know what it is. Is it that people don't remember? Is it that people don't get their tires checked? Right? And so you went into the summer and maybe your mechanic told you, oh, your tires, hey, they're getting pretty low. You might want to change them before winter. And you took that to mean, okay, I'll do it after Christmas because I'll have Christmas money and I can put that towards my tires. And so now it's November 10th and you're on the tires that your mechanic told you in May will get you through the summer, will not get you through winter, and you're out there driving. That's one. Two, a lot of people, you know, there are people that depend on their winter tires. Have you not switched your tires yet? I would guess that's a lower number of people, because if you've paid to have two different sets of tires, you're probably like on top of that, right? Or three, is it that people literally forgot snow is slick? Ice forms under snow. Bridges freeze quicker. I remember when, this is years ago, but I remember driving to South Bend to see Virginia Tech play Notre Dame. And it was a cold one on the drive there. And this is when I had the Civic. And this is when my dad would let me drive my cars. We did the half and half. Now we take my dad's car everywhere, which is very nice. I love that I don't have to put the wear and tear on my car. It wasn't really slick on the roads, but bridges freeze quicker. You learned it on those little overpasses in Indiana, because at the end of every bridge, I was starting to veer into the other lane, and I had to hit those bridges so slowly because they were truly really starting to ice over. And again, this was the first day. This is November 1st. It was right after Halloween. And, you could feel the wheel moving and the ice of the bridge. And again, it's take time, right? You don't have to talk to me. I am a last minute person, okay? I am the person that will say, I'll be there and I will stretch that clock as far as I can. And then I have to tell my wife we're going to be 25 minutes late because I I underestimated how long it will take me to get things ready to do what we're actually going to do, right? That happens all the time. When it's winter, it's better to be late than not show up at all. And November 10th, maybe this is the discussion we have to have. 803-0930, star 930. Did you see any? Did you see any reckless driving? Did you see anyone out there? Not hopefully no accidents, but fall victim and maybe slide a little too far or slide under the lights like I saw today. 803-0930, star 930. Another thing, this is something that Brian and I used to talk about on the morning morning show. Snowbrush. Guess where my snowbrush was this morning? In my car. Yes, I didn't take the snowbrush out at all over the summer. It doesn't take up that. I don't have. You guys all have these fancy snowbrushes, right? I drive a smaller SUV. I can reach the roof and everything. So I don't need the one that extends out to a broom. I don't need the one that can turn into the pool skimmer in the summer. I just have the $7.99 one. It's got the blade on one side, the sweeper on the other. Doesn't take up too much space. It was under the passenger seat this morning. I get to my parents' house to drop my son off. My mom has no idea. Oh, I don't know where I put my snowbrush. I don't know where it could be. My dad found it in the garage, but the point is, there was a moment where she needed to get to her car and did not know where the brush was. Now, she has one of those fancier ones that extends. Doesn't take up that much space. And my mom has a huge car. Like, the biggest car I think my mom's ever owned is the one she owns now. Right? She could put the snowbrush in the third row of her car and no one would see it until winter. But so I never understood people taking the snowbrush out, because I'm sure this morning, you're probably listening going, yeah, Joe, that was me. Where's the snowbrush? I thought I put it in the garage. Yes, but you did summer cleaning in the garage, right? And, you know, my argument to my wife to why I never clean up is when I clean up, I lose things. And when you did the garage cleaning, the summer cleaning, you know, everything looks so good. You saw the snowbrush. You go, well, I'll remember that I put it in the pantry in the basement. And this morning, you got to get the kids to school. You got to get to work. You're running around the house going, where's the snowbrush? Where's the snowbrush? I thought it was here. The garage now looks half like it did when you started cleaning it in the summer because you tore everything apart. Just to finally remember when everyone was 20 minutes late, oh, it's in the pantry. 803-0930, star 930. How did the snow hit you either yesterday or this morning? Did you go on the dance to find the snow brush? Did you see someone on the road forgetting how to drive when we get snow in Western New York? And did it take an experience from years ago? Because if you're wondering, Joe, why do you keep the snow brush in your car? Why are you so adamant about this? Yeah, because not only did I not have a snow brush, I was here a few years ago, back when I still had the Civic. I was here at Corporate Parkway. I think I was filling in for Tom. After the show, I go out. We had gotten snow. And guess what Joe Beamer couldn't find? I couldn't find my snow brush. It wasn't in the trunk. It wasn't under the seats. Where was it? I think this is when we lived in the apartment. It was somewhere there, but it wasn't in the car because I had taken it out in the summer, something I used to always do. And now I'm here, I've got my sleeve, and I'm wiping the car off with my coat sleeve and then letting the rest melt off before I went home. And that is when I made the decision, the snow brush will never leave the car. It was a life experience. And maybe that's why you never ignore your mechanic's warning that the tires can only make it through the summer. And you get in August, you make sure you have new tires. Maybe that's why you were driving fine today. Maybe something happened with your snowbrush, and that's why the snowbrush is always in the car. 803-0930, star 930. What is your winter wake-up that you got yesterday or today? 803-0930, star 930. When we come back, we'll take your calls on that. Also, I did a little shopping. Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I was delivering this morning. And I was at a store that is known for having cheaper products. Okay? And when I was at that store, I saw the price of jeans. Now, this is a store that is supposed to be the cheap store. This is the Joe Beamer budget-friendly store. And I saw jeans there for $50. Like, to me, that's not cheap. Like, the jeans I'm wearing right now were $29.99, and I thought that was expensive. What are you paying for jeans that $50 is cheap? I want to get into that and some other things that I think are just ridiculous prices. I want to hear your winter wake-up, you know, what the first snowfall, what that activates you to do. 803-0930, star 930. Later in the show, I also want to ask you the question, can you ever disagree with your political party? It seems like party politics have become sport. And if a person in my party says it, I got to go along and disagree with it, or go along and agree with it. I see too much of that, especially from Democrats up until yesterday. So I want to ask you that. That's later in the show. 803-0930, star 930. It's Joe Beamer back at 1 o'clock on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. We've got a traffic note for you. The 33 West Ramp to Oak Street is closed in Buffalo because of a crash that was just reported. Again, that's the 33, the Kingsington Expressway, Route 33, West Ramp to Oak Street, closed in Buffalo because of a crash. And, you know, as we're talking about people forgetting to how to drive in the winter, I don't know if that was the reasoning. I'm assuming maybe so, maybe not. But there's a good example of you're on the expressway, right? In the summer, you might want to, again, I'm not advocating to go over the speed limit, but let's be honest, people, if people are going over the speed limit, it's on the 33. You shouldn't do it ever, but you can't do what you can do when it's a beautiful sunny day in July when snow is on the ground and it's cold outside. And there's, you know, you got to be careful. You got to be careful up there. Slick conditions, take your time, build time into your trip, and it'll all be fine. And again, don't take your brush out at the end of winter. Was it worth it today? Now, today was fine for a lot of people, right? Because it snowed overnight. You're at home. You know your brush is somewhere at home. Like I said, a few years ago, here, 6 o'clock at night, no brush, first snowfall, and I'm out there in my jacket using my sleeve to get the snow off of the windshield. Why put yourself in that situation? Did you really save that much space? I guess is the question. 803-0930, star 930. If you want to let me know what your winter wake up for, I'll tell you the one for me. So I have my snow brush in the car. My winter boots are in the storage unit like 3 miles from the house. So I'm not, guys, I'm not any better, right? I'm an idiot too. I have the brush in my car, but the boots are in a storage unit 3 miles 3 miles away. 803-0930, star 930. So today I was at a big box store where they have food and clothing, right? I mean, only the best. I love it. And I was in the jeans section, the men's jeans section. Now, let me be clear. They did have the off-brand, store-brand jeans. $40. And then they had Levi jeans, $50. Now, this is a store that is supposed to have, this is supposed to be the cheap stuff. I'm supposed to be able to go there and get an outfit for $30. Or so I thought. Now, I went online during the break because someone on Facebook pointed out Amazon Essentials. Now, I like to, as you know, I like to spend my money locally, right? And even if it's a big box store, it's going to that store. It's going to that store's numbers, and hopefully that keeps people employed, right? People employed counts towards local people having jobs to put back into the economy. You get the point I'm trying to make here. So I try to get my clothes in person for that reason, and I like to try them on before I buy them. Anyway, but $50 or $40 for the store brand at the cheap, again, what's supposed to be a cheap store. What are people paying for jeans in 2025? I got to tell you, maybe I just don't have an eye for fashion, but you could tell me you spent $100, $150 on jeans. I guarantee you, I could not tell you the difference between the jeans you're wearing that you spent $170 on in the $29 jeans I'm currently wearing. Right? You know, oh, look, these, because of the brand, these jeans are only $90. They're usually $180. The brand, you're wearing a shirt. How am I going to know the brand of jean you're wearing? Right? Unless that we did have a phase where we did have things put on the butt of pants, but I think we're out of that era. I don't know. Are we bringing that era back where you put the brand on the butt of the pants? A little before your time, right, Tanner? Or do you remember that phase, that era? That was an era. But you're paying for the... I get it. There's nice jeans. Hey, I do enjoy. There's a certain brand of jeans that I absolutely love, right? And yeah, I would pay a few extra dollars. I would maybe pay 50, 60. I don't go to that place looking for cheap clothes, though. You get what I'm saying? But most brands, again, I'm wearing Old Navy jeans. Nothing special about Old Navy. These were $29 when I bought them. Very comfortable. Third winter now, or third year that I'm wearing these bad boys, okay? Nothing wrong with them. I guarantee if you walked in here with, you know, insert expensive brand of jeans, I couldn't tell you the difference. I think a lot of people want to be able to say, look at these jeans I've got on. These are, guys, these jeans. I don't even know what like the good brand of jeans are. Right? These are Wrangler jeans. Guess how much I pay for these Wrangler jeans? I'm not going to tell you, but they're Wrangler jeans. They're very nice. It's like there are certain things I will spend money on, right? I like a nice, you know, insert sporting team jacket or jersey, right? Okay, I'll spend a little extra money on that. I don't know. Jeans is just not that thing for me. Jeans, I don't need a particular brand of underwear, right? I just need underwear that don't, you know, there's no holes in my underwear. That's really all I'm looking for. I go to the clothing store and there's a certain brand of underwear. It's like, oh, a three pack for $40. $40 for three pairs of underwear? Like, to me, that's I'll just not wear underwear. 803-0930, star 930. Kevin in Pendleton. Kevin.
$40, Joe, for three pairs of underwear? Listen, the only way I'm paying $40 for three pairs of underwear is if they wash themselves very clean. Other than that.
Yeah.
No. In relation, if you don't mind, I'll just jump on your third question.
Go right ahead, Kevin. I'm glad you're getting ahead of it.
All right. If you can get away with your, or you, if you are one that's liable or could not agree with your political party, what do you think about me? You think I agree with my political party?
No, Kevin. I think you're a great example of what people should be. They should be critical of everything. They should look at everything with a critical mind and assume that maybe you're being lied to, regardless of who's telling you the information.
Well, based upon my word on the ground, I have disagreed vehemently with the Republican Party. I mean, sorry, the Republican Party, pun intended. Right, and that's why. They left us. I didn't leave them as far as our values are concerned. And it was most evident last Tuesday. I didn't get a chance to call in. Where after everything Andrew Cuomo and Hochul and the rest of them have done to the demise of New York State and the United States, and President Trump has some blame to face this, that telling us to vote for Andrew Cuomo, no wonder New York City conservatives, Republicans, independents, and even some Democrats who voted last November for the Republican Party, for Trump, didn't turn up. So I disagree. And the guy, listen, even if it was statistically that Curtis, what's his name?
Sliwa.
Right, Sliwa, right. The fact is, it could have made a difference because you see, you have some people in the opposite. Whatever Trump says, they're going. And he knows this. So it just convinces people a lot more that, hey, you know what? Behind closed doors and at the very top is still the Uniparty. And you know why? The Republican nominee who fairly and squarely won his primary, right? He's just another outsider. He doesn't carry the big bucks and so on. Like those others. They place more emphasis on New Jersey than anything else. And all Trump was saying was, well, just vote Republican. Winsome Sears should have never lost her race. And it's sad. But anyway, thanks for giving me the therapy here, Joe. But and by the way, the store you went to, look, and I agree with you, don't say the name of it, but you mentioned the jeans that goes with the W. The W is silent. The price is not silent, though. They don't pay you for advertising. They call them by name. But, yeah. Are you sure you went to the right section in the store? If it's supposed to be a low-budget store?
I thought the whole store was supposed to be a low-budget store. I didn't know there were sections. This is becoming like Five Below.
Okay. Oh, okay. Because I have a suspicion of what the store is. Because I found jeans for like $29 and so on, which to me is still kind of expensive. But hey, you know what? I ain't paying, you know. Well, how much you said was the jeans?
The store brand jeans at this place were $40 and the Levi's were $50. But then I went online and found Levi's for $37. I thought this was the cheap store. You should have the cheap. You should have the cheap Levi's.
Yeah. Well, besides being able to wash themselves, they better just walk on to me and fit on me without me having to put it on myself.
Hey, Kevin. Right. Hey, buddy. Appreciate the call, man. Kevin in Pendleton. I remember when Dockers had the shirt that you couldn't spill anything on, but then if you washed it like four times, and I don't know about you guys, like jeans, I can go, you know, weeks without washing jeans. Like shirts to me are almost like underwear. Like I have to wear a shirt. I have to clean a shirt almost every time I wear one. And you'd have these Dockers, the nice button up Dockers. And then like, you know, the whole commercial was you spill something on it. Oh, I'm so sorry. That's fine. It beads right off onto my pants that are now stained, but the shirt looks fine. I had one of those shirts. I asked for it for Christmas. This was, you know, back when I was in high school. And again, I went through a phase where I washed my towel after every shower. Like I wouldn't shower twice with the same towel, okay? And that's how I was with the shirt. If I wore the shirt, I'd wash it. And like after a few washes, this thing's the liquids aren't beading off this shirt anymore. It's now getting stained. That wasn't in the fine print. Maybe they've changed this. I don't even know if they still offer that shirt. Maybe they've changed the technology. But I mean, it's cool. But if you spill something while you're sitting down, well, those stains that liquid has to go somewhere. And like I said, now your pants are stained. Or the jacket you're wearing with the shirt stained? I don't know. 803-0930, star 930. As Kevin said, I did want to go on. So over the weekend, the president put this idea about $2,000 checks for the tariffs. Now, I got to be consistent, you know? There are things, you know, like the lower price of the GL P1 shots that like, hey, I would never take those. I wouldn't take those shots because, you know, Awakens work so great for me. I don't need them. But if the president, if RFK Jr. are trying to make the obesity issue less of an issue, I'm all for it. Right. And I took a little heat for saying that a few days ago. I've got to say the $2,000 tariff check. Now, of course, I would take my check if it was sent to my house. I'm not going to turn it down. That's not the right idea. In my opinion, that's not the right idea. And just because President Trump, I like President Trump, but just because I like President Trump doesn't mean I'm going to go along with everything he says. If I have literally a month ago said that I think the Hochul checks were an awful idea, I can't then say I think the Trump checks are a good idea. The tariffs are meant to pay down our debt, bring money back to the country. And if there are people who are against them, well, $2,000 isn't going to change that. So I and even if it did, it's not a right use of the money being made from the tariffs. So I, again, mostly agree with the president. I don't agree with the tariff checks. And I feel fine saying that. And I don't think it makes me less of a member of my political party or less of a Trump supporter. I just don't think it's a great idea. I don't think we see that as much. Now, we're seeing it more today. I planned this topic before I went on Blue Sky. We're seeing it today with Democrats turning on Schumer. But for the most part, when it comes to politics, it seems like it's a team sport. And, you know, yesterday I had the county executive on. Well, everything's the Republicans' fault and Democrats are great. You didn't see that, according to him. You didn't see the county executive say anything bad about his party or any criticism of his party. He's a team player. He's in, you know, whatever the Democrats want, they can get out of Mark Poloncarz. I'm just saying, that's not me. Are you able, can you bring yourself to disagree with your party, to disagree with the person you voted for and would vote for again? I mean, Kevin Hardwick said this to David last week. You know, the two-party system, it's almost impossible to be 100% on one side, yet we see that every day. We see people that will not, would never say anything bad about Democrats. And we see people that would never say anything bad about Republicans or Trump. And I'm just saying, yeah, I like Trump. Sometimes I think he's wrong. The $2,000 tariff check, I think is wrong. The AI video of dumping sewage on protesters, did I laugh? Of course. Still don't think it was productive. And I can't not call that out, you know, and then be as critical. I'm critical of all stuff like that. I truly believe that the rhetoric needs to change in this country. I thought the county executive's answer on the cult video yesterday was, I thought, you know, he's going to double down on this, on what he said. And that's crazy. But again, I can also call out that the AI No Kings video, not call anyone a cult member. It just, you know, again, wasn't productive in today's political climate. Let's go to Fred in Lancaster. Fred, you have some disagreements with the Republican Party?
Yeah, and you know what? I feel it's my responsibility to help the party to not be the party of stupid. And I'll give you a few examples. First one, Governor Abbott wanted to pass some kind of law that if you want to, you get tariffed if you try to move from New York City to Texas. And another one, and I think Trump mentioned it, not giving proper funds to New York City because they didn't like the way they vote. Now, if you want to make Israel happy, you can do GoFundMes and do whatever you want. But if you try bringing politics into the United States because it's viewed as against Israel, you're going to turn a lot of MAGA Republicans off. And the last thing is a local thing. People are criticizing Zellner because he was the chairman of the Democratic Party and he's running for an office. Didn't Nick Langworthy, who I like and support, he did the same thing and ran for congressman. So how do you criticize criticize Zellner for doing it and Langworthy did it before and he's a great guy?
I mean,
issues.
You're not wrong, and you know, I like Nick a lot too. I mean, again, I think the way Zellner handled the Buffalo primary, it's not like Nick Langworthy took Chris Jacobs and put him into another election to get him out of that seat. You get what I mean? Like, Zellner literally took Sean Ryan, said, all right, Scanlon, you're done. I mean, they literally called Scanlon a MAGA guy, which to Democrats, it's a curse word. And to get that seat open, Langworthy, I don't think took it. Again, I'm not disagreeing with you. I don't think he took as drastic as steps to get Chris Jacobs out of that seat.
Yeah, but it's still the same premise. I mean, we don't know what went on behind each thing. And, you know, the guy, if you're going to say he was a party chairman and he's running for an office, it's been done before. It's been done a lot of times.
I agree. I don't think you should be the chair and run. If you want to run, if you want to advance your political party, you need to give up the chair because obviously, the party is now going to endorse Zellner in a primary. How is that fair to John Rivera? I absolutely agree on both sides. I think Nick should have, and I think Jeremy should. I think you should give up that position before you run for office.
I don't have a problem with that. My only problem is with saying it's okay for these guys, but not okay for those guys, and vice versa.
No, you're right. There's got to be consistency. You're 100% right. And if I remember correctly, I think we were pretty, you know, there were people on the station that were pretty critical when Langworthy did it a few years ago.
Well, then good. Then they're consistent.
Yeah.
And the other things you don't hurt people because of the way they vote. That's
wrong. Of course.
You don't penalize them. Well, that's in legislation. Now they're trying to bring that up to to defund New York City because they voted for Mondavi. Are you kidding me?
No, I agree with you, and I agree, you know, I think the Abbott thing, I disagree with as well. I could understand Abbott not wanting those minded voters in Texas. But again, I don't think that sends the right message, because if it was the other way around, the people cheering it on would be condemning it.
Exactly.
No, I completely agree, Fred. Thank you so much, Fred in Lancaster. I do think, to a point, you could threaten funding if Mamdani goes through with some of his more radical socialist ideas, right? I mean, as a Democrat socialist. But to say you're going to pull off funding, obviously, I don't think you can do that. 803-0930, star 930. Can you disagree with your political party? And, you know, Fred brings something up, consistency. I will admit, I'll raise my hand, I've found myself not being consistent and having to back, you know, and having to say, hey, does not sound like a hypocrite, I've got to say this. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Have you caught yourself supporting something, again, that you know if someone on the other side had done it, you'd be all over social media? Again, that's my complaint with the county executive. If a Republican had said that, you know, a member, you know, something that Democrats love and support or whatever, were cult members, the county executive would be on social media every day tweeting about that. He calls out Republicans on a regular basis. And he was a hypocrite. He had numerous posts about the disgusting Republican text messages. I never saw him post anything about the Jay Jones text messages. You want to talk about hypocrisy? You got to be able to call it out on both sides. And if you're going to call it out when the other side does it, when your side does it, you have to have some type of consistency to not be a hypocrite. And I think in our 2025 politics, there's a lot of hypocrites. 803-0930, starting at 30. Would love to know what you think on WBEN. Yes, hour number two. Jump on board. 803-0930, star 930. That is the number to talk with me. You want to talk winter? You want to talk expensive jeans, which are just average price? Now, people are on social media are saying I'm crazy. Oh, I spend $60 to $70 on jeans. You do? I don't know. Maybe I have not. I remember there was a store at the Boulevard Mall. I think they still have it at the Galleria. I'm forgetting the name of the store now, and this was me struggling to come up with it. But I loved their jeans, and they had like $15 jeans, and I would get three at a time. It was great. They had all different styles and everything. You can get a good 2 years out of those jeans before you had to switch them up. Anyway, also talking about disagreeing with your party, Fred in Lancaster had and Kevin in Pendleton both had some really good points. You know, the Democrat Party, the shutdown, which seems to be over, which is great for those who have been going without, like our air traffic controllers, who we're going to talk about in just a few seconds. You know, Chuck Schumer started this because his party was so critical of him 6 months ago or 7 months ago when he avoided a shutdown in March. Not too happy with him today. Ro Khanna, he is a member of the Congress. You see him all over CNN and News Nation. He's, to his credit, has been on Fox News a lot. He's on Martha McCollum's show quite often. He says, Senator Schumer is no longer effective and should be replaced. If you can't lead the fight to stop healthcare premiums from skyrocketing for Americans, what will you fight for? Talk about a backfire. I mean, this really, the way, you know, if you're reading this, he did this so he would look better to the party, so he didn't get the reaction he got in March. Instead, it just seems like a delayed reaction. Right? If Ro Khanna is now speaking out against Senator Schumer. So I thought that was an interesting development. Let's go to John in Holland. John, you have a strategy to buying jeans?
Yeah, I sure do, Beamer. Also, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Bring it on.
Bring it on to a point. I want to be able to get home.
I think you'll have a good chance tonight. Tomorrow's looking messier than today is. But what do we know? It's like we can't even tell the weather when we're looking out the window half the time.
Yeah, well, tomorrow less people will be on the road. So I guess if there's a day to do it.
Yeah, it's a good point. I sometimes I forget that, you know, the 11th is a very important day in our country.
It sure is.
We should celebrate our vets 365, not just one day a year. Joe, you and I'd like to say we're cut from a similar cloth. And since we're talking about denim, that shall be today's cloth. I don't know about you, but I will wear jeans to the point that they are ripping in the knees and in the backside. People think that I spent $100 on designer jeans, but it's just a pair of Levi that get 4 or 5 years old. I will wait until one of the big stores offers them at buy one, get one 50% off, and then I'll go pick up two pairs, and that'll last me for about another 3 years at a time.
When do you finally see these deals? Are these right before Christmas deals, or are these when stores are trying to get you back in after Christmas deals?
You know what? This year, it was a jean year, because, you know, they come in odd years, obviously. I got them in June.
Wow.
When all of this summer stuff was really getting pushed, they must have had a pretty smoking deal, and I'll say it was at Kohl's. It was just midsummer. Everyone's talking about shorts and Hawaiian T-shirts, and there they are clearing out their jean selection. And I ran in, grabbed a couple pair, and I'm going to wait a couple more years. I'm still going to wear the ones that I have until they're ripped out. I'm not going to start a fresh pair of jeans right away. That's crazy.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I'm like you. I will wear jeans until if there's a, if one of the back pockets is ripped, you know, I wear my shirts not as low as I did back when that was the cool thing to do. But if the back pocket is ripped enough to where a shirt covers it up, I'll keep those pants around. I'm not throwing those out.
Absolutely. Usually when, I don't know what it's like in your household, but when my wife says, I can see your underwear, it's usually time to retire that pair and bring out a new one. But that's about as far as I'll push it. When the tear gets big enough that you can see what's underneath, God willing, there is something underneath, it's time for a new pair.
Yeah, I was going to say, with jeans, it's, I got to make that call. Underwear, though, because I will stretch a pair of underwear. I think my wife has gotten to the point now where if she sees a pair that, you know, if she sees a pair with a hole in it, she throws them away, because I have lost so many pairs of underwear in the washer dryer. The only thing I can think of is my wife sees that, goes, he is absolutely not wearing those, and they end up in the trash.
My wife does the same thing with underwear and socks. If there's a little hole in the sock, I just keep rolling with it. You know, I mean, it's not big enough. It's not like my foot's not protected. But she does the same thing. And I'm going, where's trusty old blue? I'm missing old blues. And then, you know, you get some new ones, and then all of a sudden your drawer's just filled with the new ones. You got to break them in.
Yeah, of course.
Underwear and jeans need to be broken in. I don't know that women understand the dilemma of men.
100%. And you know what? Like, if socks have a hole on the top, that's not screwing anything up. It's not making my shoes stinky. I can wear socks if the hole is, as long as the hole is not on the bottom of the sock, we're wearing those socks a few more times.
See, I will not roll with the hole on the bottom of the sock. What really gets me is the bottom, or if your toe. If it's like right at the big toe and it's cutting right at that seam, the game's over.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's just like when Michael Jackson was wearing those gloves with his fingers sticking out. Like, who is this helping?
Yeah. No. Again, if it's on the side, I've had socks with the holes on the top. I don't know how that even happens. Or the back part of the heel. Yeah, I'll get a few more wears out of that. But yeah, I mean, once I can feel that there's no sock there protecting the foot from the shoe, that's when it's time to go. But I probably will stretch it more than others.
Yeah, I'm very guilty of the same thing myself. But, you know, and there's worse things that we could be doing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I mean, I went through I don't know, should I say this? You know what, John? I was going to say something. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to actually censor myself to tell you what I once did. But no, John, I appreciate that. You know, you mentioned Kohl's, and isn't this crazy? My wife loves Kohl's. Kohl's is one of those stores I forget about when I'm clothes shopping. I completely forget it exists.
You know, and it's not often that I go there. My mom used to give us these cold cash things all the time. She was like the queen of getting the deals and getting like $300 worth of stuff by spending maybe $20. Kohl's cash, Kohl's deal, Kohl's this, Kohl's that. Our daughter had clothes for when she was 3 years old. She's still not 3 years old. And we've got it sitting in a bin because my mom would get so much at such a great discount. And then for me, I'm like, oh, yeah, I never think about that place. And then when I do, and I walk in and I go, oh, yeah, why don't I come here more often?
Exactly. Like the Kohl's near me on Transit and Amherst, it's kind of hidden. You know, I mean, the Rite Aid's out of business. The bar that was there is closed. The Kohl's is kind of, it's kind of hidden on the other side of Target. I forget that it's there.
Well, nothing's technically close to me, but the closest one for me is also on Transit, but it's the one in Lancaster. And that place, I mean, 90% of the time you walk through it, it looks like a bomb went off because there's stuff everywhere. People will pick through everything. And then they got the clearance racks. Like, if you ever needed a dress shirt and you're just like, I think I'm going to need one this year, go to their clearance racks, which are like five aisles deep. You can get a $40 shirt where I don't even know if that's a reasonable price or not, but $6.99 for like a Van Housen dress-up shirt. And I'm going, this is a smoking deal. And it's only dawning on me in the emergency of I need the clothes. Otherwise, I just forget all about it.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I also, John, I got to be better. Like, I as cheap as I am, I can only go through so many clothes before I don't see what I want and go, I guess it's not here. I got to be better about that. I got to have the patience to look through everything.
Yeah, no, I walk in. If I don't immediately find what I'm looking for, I will turn right around and walk out. And everything else that I might have wanted or needed will just stay there. But I am willing to bet you also got a dresser drawer filled with T-shirts that you're also unwilling to get rid of, despite the fact that they're probably 20 years old. They still fit. They're faded. But, you know, the fabric is super thin at that point. But you're still like, it still covers my body.
Yeah, exactly.
Why am I getting rid of it?
Exactly. Or it's from an event, you know, 20 years ago. It's like, this is from the first Winter Classic. Why would I get rid of this shirt? What are you talking about?
I've got one from when I was an undergrad at UB, and I worked the Special Olympics when they were hosted in Buffalo, so it's circa 2001. I'm a much different shaped person than I was in 2001. I'm just thinner. But I have it. It's got one hole over the shoulder. Oh, and the armpits. They have holes at the bottom, and I keep it. And it's a ringer tee. You remember when those were really popular with that extra colored band around the sleeve? And I'm like, I'm never getting rid of this.
Oh, those were that was a hot commodity back in the day.
Ringer tees and rugby shirts.
Yes. Oh my gosh, rugby shirts. And then as you could tell as soon as they went out of style, they were you talk about five aisles deep. They were all over TJ Maxx. And the yep. Year those went out of style, TJ Maxx must have gotten the shipment of them.
It's like Aero Pastel and Structure and Express and all them said, we're done with this. Here you go, TJ Maxx. Yeah. Take our site. It's like when the Bills don't actually get the championship, and then you find out some third world country is just wearing AFC championship T-shirts.
Yeah. They 4 years in a row, they got some great Bills merch.
I know. We all wanted it.
Yeah, sure did.
Yeah, we still do.
Hey, John, great talking with you, my friend. John in Holland. Yeah, I got to keep my eye open for the deal because, you know, he talked about a jean year. I think this is going to be a jean year. I think I'm going to need some jeans. The buy one, get one half off is going to be the way to go. 803-0930, star 930. I wanted to get into haircuts, too. And what people pay, now I get it. I get ladies. I understand. But, you know, I pay $15 for my haircut. I leave a good tip, $20. There's people out there that are spending hundreds of dollars on their hair. And like, and part of their haircut will be getting their hair washed. I wash my hair every day. You know, Head and Shoulders. Every day. Right through the hair. I wash my face with the Head and Shoulders too because my dermatologist said that was the way to go. I'm not going to pay someone, hey, $50 so we can wash your hair. I'm good. I don't need to. I've been to the, you know, the hair, they're back in the sink and they got the hose and they're getting every. I'm good. I don't dye my hair or anything. I just need a simple cut. I need a simple 5 minutes, have a nice discussion with the person cutting my hair, which for me is usually commenting on the radio station they're listening to because I'm such a nerd. I'd be like, oh, you guys always have this radio station on? Have you heard WBEN? You should put that on while you're cutting hair. But that's, you know, that's just how I am. I just could not justify. Now, again, I'm 37. My hair still grows like it did when I was 15. So I need a haircut every 4 or 5 weeks. And you can ask people around here. I let my hair get long. I get very lazy, right? I should have gotten my hair cut. Not right now, but I'll get to the point where I should have gotten my hair cut 2 weeks ago. So I can't be spending $100, $120 to get my hair cut every 4 weeks. I mean, that's impossible, as my son will say. He loves saying that word now that he knows it. So I go to one of the nice places. I'm on the reward system. So like once a year I get a free haircut. I couldn't justify spending $120 on a haircut. I mean, again, I mean, that would be a couple $1,000 a year to keep up with my growing hair. 803-0930, *930. Okay, when we come back, we've heard nothing we've heard nothing but delays at airports and people being caught up, people sitting in an airport for hours. So when I come back, if that's been you, if this shutdown has had you stuck in an airport, I'd love to hear your story. But two things I want to hear, experience-wise, because this is the stuff. When I, you know, Friday, Saturday, I'm laying on the couch, you know, sad about my dog, watching the news, and I'm just thinking about moments I spent in the airport, right? The hours after a delay that I spent in the airport. So two things. I want to know the longest delay, the longest amount of time you spent in an airport that wasn't the Buffalo airport, and the most out of your way an airline has made you fly to get to your destination. You know, like if you take American, and I mean, this would be ridiculous because they have express flights. But say you take American and you want to go to Pittsburgh. Now you should probably just drive to Pittsburgh, and they drive in, instead you fly through Charlotte to get to Pittsburgh. Like, that's ridiculous, right? When I go to Richmond, sometimes they'll fly you through Philly. That's great. Other times they'll fly you through Charlotte to get to Richmond. What's the most out of the way you have been flown by the airline to get to your destination? And what's the longest amount of time you have spent in the airport? I've got a few stories on that. I want to hear yours. And if you've been involved in this in these delays because of the shutdown, definitely we'll put you at the first of the line. That's a current event. 803-0930, *930 gets you on the program.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty.
Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Final segment, 803-0930, Star 930. It's Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. So we've heard so much in the news with people being delayed and how many flights are delayed a day and, you know, people for hours at an airport. I want to know, what's the longest you've spent delayed in an airport? Now, there was a time when I remember just every layover that we had was like this, you know, long 3-hour layover. Now, it seems like layovers are so quick. You really question, should I take this? It's usually a great offer on like a Priceline or something. And you're like, should I take this flight? Because if there's any delay, I have no wiggle room. I have a 45-minute layover in Atlanta, which is insane, by the way. Seems like that's more and more of the offers now, is these quick layovers. But what's the longest that you've had to wait or that you've been delayed? Now, years ago in Richmond, visiting my grandmother, and went to the airport. The Mets were playing the Cardinals on Sunday Night Baseball. So I went to a bar at the airport, sat down, had dinner, yada, yada. And, you know, I got texted, because that's how you find out anything these days, that my flight had been delayed. Okay, this was one of those ridiculous flights, because it's American. I was flying from American Airlines. I was flying from Richmond to Charlotte, and then Charlotte to Buffalo, okay? Now, I had a lot of time in Charlotte, so I was like, all right, a little delay, that's fine. Sit there watching the game. Then they go from delay. Well, now it's delayed to the point where my flight to Buffalo will already be gone, right? So I go to the counter, and now this was crazy to me. The response from the person at the counter was, well, Mr. Beamer, we're going to get you to Charlotte, and then we'll handle things from there. Like, to me, that was just insane. So you're going to fly me to Charlotte, and I have no way to get back to Buffalo. I think I'd rather be in Richmond. Not because anything against Charlotte, but it's like, if this comes to the point where I have to rent a car and drive, you're getting me further from Buffalo by going to Charlotte. Anyway, the flight never took off. It ended up being canceled. They had to put me up in a hotel. Very nice, don't get me wrong. They put me up, I think, in a Hampton Inn. So, thanks. And I had to go back to the airport the next morning. And that time they had me fly through Philadelphia to Buffalo. Great. But I was in the Richmond airport for hours. I mean, hours. Like almost the entire Mets game. And I had gotten there like an hour before the Mets game started, right? Maybe even for longer than that. So that's one example of spending a lot of time. Another one, we were going to WrestleMania. Me and a bunch of people from here, including Mazurowski. And we get on the plane. On the plane, they drive out and they go, we've discovered an issue with the plane. And they drive back in. Now, this is in the Charlotte airport. Come back in. Everything in the terminal that we're in is closed, right? It was a domestic terminal. There were no international flights. So we're sitting there. We didn't take off until after 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, to the point where I thought they were just going to cancel us and put us up in a hotel. No. Left at 2 o'clock in the morning for New Orleans, Louisiana. We're in that airport for 6 or 7 hours, and our layover was only like an hour and a half. So, crazy. Now, that's not an example of flying too far out of the way, right? You're actually going to Charlotte. You're kind of going on the way. But when I was a kid, we went to Orlando. I remember flying to Chicago because it was United, and then flying Chicago down to Orlando. I did a similar flight in 2018, flying from Tampa to Chicago, Chicago to Buffalo. Again, seemingly a little out of the way, if you ask me. Right? One time, one of my mini trips to Vegas, flew from Vegas to Newark, Newark to Buffalo. That's not as extreme of an example, but still, you're pretty much passing Buffalo to get to Newark just to jump on a plane to get back to Buffalo. What's the most out of the way an airline has taken you to get to your destination? And what's the most you've been delayed and spent time in an airport? There was a time we went to, we were going down to a tech game. We were flying and we flew from Buffalo to Boston, but there was a delay, whatever. We didn't get to Boston. We missed our flight. So we couldn't leave till that night. We were in the Boston airport for like 9 hours. Nothing against the Boston airport. I mean, to the point where I suggested to my dad, we go do something in Boston and come back, but then you're risking getting stuck or, you know, being too far of a line at security. It was, I mean, but it was 9 hours. I mean, it was a long time in the Boston airport. Have you ever been delayed to the point where you left the airport and then came back? I mean, talk about added costs, but it's going to be an added cost to stay there. And you're stuck in an airport where, I mean, prices are just ridiculous. I watched a CNBC special on, you know, airport prices. And I try to do everything now where I don't have to buy anything in the airport, right? Now, I might be tempted by a coffee, again, if I have a little bit of a layover in the morning. But for the most part, I have an empty water bottle. I fill it up as soon as I'm through security. I might have like a Nutri-Grain bar or something in my bag. I'm fine. I'll pace the airport, try to get my steps in. Again, I might have a beer because nothing hits like a beer right before you're going on vacation. Yes. But I try to keep it down because, you know, I saved money to spend on vacation, not to spend at the airport. But now you're delayed, not in the Buffalo airport. If you're delayed in the Buffalo airport, you probably go home. But you're delayed in another airport and you're stuck there. And say it's, you know, it's Charlotte or it's Philly. I mean, are you really going to get a Uber to go somewhere by that time? Then you just spend money in the airport. And you see the price of things, like a bag of Cheez-Its for $9. Like a little bag of Cheez-Its, you can get at Speedway for $3.99. You know, a Monster Energy drink? I only have one a day now. I used to have a lot more. I mean, these things, $2.39 across the street at Price Right. The airport, these things are like $8. A bottle of water. That's why I always bring my own bottle. Bottle of water, ridiculous. You get delayed at an airport long enough, man, you're gonna drop some of the money you were hoping to spend at your destination at the bar at the airport. I will say this, to be fair, they have made it a little easy. They've made it, I don't want to say easier, but maybe they have easier to order. Have you been to some of these new places now where they've got the, you don't even have the waiter or the waitress walk up to you anymore? There's just a QR code on the table and you scan that and it gives you the order sheet and you put your order in and then they'll bring you your food. Like we were in Philadelphia and put the QR code, put our order in. Put what, you know, it has what seat number are you? And then someone just dropped by with a coffee. And then like a few minutes later, breakfast. It's like, that's pretty cool. It also goes to something that I've talked about way too many times. The lack of communication. Like you're barely talking to this person. You know what I mean? But it does, I have to say, it was quick. Like you order that on your phone, you're like, did they get that? You know, and the next thing you know, there's a cup of coffee in front of you. And there was someone at the end of the bar of the place we were staying. Did you get my order? Did you get this? I was thinking it, but I was going to give them like 5 minutes to at least bring my beverage before I question if they got my order. I'm sure that like drives those employees crazy. Right? Like you've got someone asking, did you get my order? It's like, yeah, we got your order. There's a lot of people here. We're streamlining this. Like in that kind of environment, it's fine. But if you're at a if you're at a airport and say you're delayed, there's a lot of people that would like to go sit at a bar and like have a bartender. Hey man, how you doing? You know, what's going on? Why are you here? Right? I don't think that would work. That works at a breakfast joint, like a breakfast type place. I'm not sure that works at like a bar where you know, you're sitting there like, hey, I'll get another one. Yeah, you know, frickin' airport. I said frickin' airport. You know, what am I going to do? I thought it was cool and kind of concerning at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, it was cool, but no one's talking to anyone. It's all quiet. Anyway, 803-0930, star 930. Texter says that they had a 12-hour delay in Fort Worth this past July. And another person says, don't go on a plane. It's a hassle and it's too expensive. Yeah, but, you know, people will say that. I like to travel. And I like to drive. Don't get me wrong. I love to drive. However, there are just some places you can't drive to, right? You're talking about a hassle. So, yeah, flying is, it's gotten to the point now where it's a big question mark. I mean, just a few months ago, you know, we get to the Buffalo airport and we're canceled, we're delayed until the next morning. I mean, that's inconvenient, right? But it is the fastest way, and there are some places that you're just not going to, most people are just not going to drive to. Like, I'll drive pretty much down the East Coast, but I want to go to more places than just the, you know, the east side of the country. Yeah, my brother-in-law's wedding last year in Los Angeles. I wasn't going to drive to Los Angeles. Yeah, you got to put up with the hassle. And yeah, you got to put up with some costs, especially if you get delayed. It's going to cost a little extra. Even if the airline puts you up in a hotel, you're going to pay it. They'll give you a little bit of a food credit, but it's not going to cover your whole meal. You know, you got to put up a little money for dinner, for lunch the next morning, all this stuff. But again, it's better than doing nothing, right? It's better than not traveling. It's nice to see what the country has to offer. My goal is to go to Montana one day. That's my bucket list. I have flown over Montana. I've never flown to Montana. I hear it's gorgeous. It's a bucket list state. I can't wait to go see it. I'm not going to drive there. I might take a train there. I've watched a lot of YouTube influencers taking, you know, train rides. I watched one guy, he went from Miami to Alaska on a train. Now, you want to talk about hassle. This guy got delayed every end of the way. But going through the Midwest and the views that you got on that train, like, to me, that would be pretty cool. I'd have to have a lot of time. And, you know, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I don't want to take time away from this. I love talking with you people. I love having this platform. I love being able to work with everyone here. So I don't have that kind of time. I don't want to give up that kind of time at work. But it does seem down the road, maybe in retirement, that would be a cool thing to do and just see all the views of what this amazing country has to offer. On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, flew out of Buffalo, supposed to get to Florida at 7 p.m., didn't arrive till 12:15 a.m. And, you know, I know that's happening more with the shutdown, but that just seems to be happening more regardless. I mean, I feel like the last few times I've flown, 50% of my flights were delayed. I don't think that was the case 10 years ago. Like I said, it's you're taking a risk, it seems now, when you book a flight with a very short layover, especially in an airport like Atlanta. That airport is massive. It's busy all the time. If you're booking a flight and you only have 45 minutes in Atlanta, that is a risk that you have to figure out, you know? I mean, anything under an hour in Philly, Charlotte, D.C., Chicago, JFK, That's a risk. You're taking a risk. And I'm sure people have felt the effects of this shutdown and probably realized that risk when they were delayed. Again, but do you just not want to travel? You don't want to see family, see different places of the country? That's the alternative, I guess. That is all for today. It's great to be back, guys. It's great to be back. I really miss John Friday. If you missed the Hardline yesterday, make sure you go find it on demand at WBEN.com and on the Odyssey app. Coming up next, it is Tom Bowerly. Tom, happy Monday, my friend.
That would seem to be an oxymoron, happy Monday. They just don't seem to get along together. Just saying.
No. Happy Monday. And,
especially the birth of the United States Marine Corps. And, of course, the 50th anniversary of the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah, until recently, I did not know much about that. But now it's one of those things where I read everything I can find online about it.
Well, good, because as a Buffalonian, you are very familiar with the maritime history of the Great Lakes and the maritime history of Buffalo. And Buffalo, of course, an important port on the Great Lakes for many, 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 many years. And I remember when they were looking for the Fitz when it went down, and I was a wee sprite. And it was, as I recall, a pretty nasty night in Buffalo as well. But what we're going to talk about today. Oh, first of all, Joe. I'm not going to tell you right now, but I received a very nice handwritten note from somebody very close to you, a very prominent Western New Yorker.
Oh.
I'm going to share some of it anyway, coming up after the news at 3. Just a brief little snippet. I don't know when after the news at 3. As you know, tomorrow is Veterans Day, which means, of course, a company holiday for many people. And I want to talk a little bit about the American military and our listeners' experiences with the American military. Is it time to bring back the draft? Is that a good idea? And a whole bunch of related topics like that, Joe. I'm looking forward to it. I've been looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it as well. Tomorrow, we should obviously be recognizing our men and women of our military every day. But tomorrow it's for them. And if it weren't for them, we would not have the great freedoms that we take advantage of each and every day, Tom.
Well, Joe, you know what really sucks? I think a lot of veterans don't even get the day off tomorrow,
yeah.
And they're veterans. It is for them. My dad used to work every single Veterans Day, and he did his 2 years in Korea. And here I sit. I'm going to take tomorrow off because, like any good American, I'm lazy, and I did not serve in uniform. So bottom line is I kind of feel like I'm screwing veterans in a way.
Yeah, if I was ever an employer, I would make sure that the men and women who wore the uniform, you at least get Veterans Day off. And
I'll take it off because it's a company holiday, and I wouldn't want to disappoint the company, Joe. That's what it comes down to.
Well, Tom, I now know it's a company holiday for next year. I don't remember it being a company holiday, so I did not take it off.
Well, actually, we're working on a very new schedule. We're hoping to get some other holidays added. I think April Fool's Day should be a holiday. In honor of the mayor-elect of New York, I believe May Day should be a holiday. May 1st. We can all walk around with our red flags.
That's right.
I think that would be very, very good. I think Groundhog Day should also be a holiday.
Hey.
I think National Donut Day should be a day off.
Hey, as long as I know the holidays ahead of time, Tom, I am all for having them off. But you enjoy your day off, Tom, and we'll all enjoy the show starting right after the news.
No, I think that what you meant to say was Western New York will enjoy the fact that I won't be on tomorrow from 3 to 6. That is enjoyment. That's a bit of a company present to the listeners of News Radio 930 WBEN. Happy to oblige.
I don't think that's the case at all, Tom.
Thanks, Joe.
Tom Bowerly is up next after the news with Tom Puckett. I'll be back here tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Stay tuned. Tom's next after Tom on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.